P-62. Data Analysis Division, Sector 0, New Kerguelen. During the rushed journey back to his workplace with an esteemed visitor in the form of New Kerguelen's planetary historian, Kajil proved reluctant to reveal any details as to what he had discovered about the distant world of Sanctuary. Boone stopped asking for more information 2 minutes into their run, which didn't take all that much longer, and his anticipation was reaching fever point as Kajil led him to the workstation from which he had first made the discovery.
All this data came in from the mothership while Leisha flew overhead after bringing it back across the gateway from Sanctuary, Kajil said, setting the scene.
He began to point at one piece of data after another while giving Boone quick rundowns of the most important.
So it's telling us there are non-natural structures, tectonic and volcanic activity, stable temperatures. None of this is new.
Boone shrugged in disappointment.
You told me on the way here that you know there's intelligent life, and the initially processed data earlier today told us that conditions were perfectly habitable for us. None of this is new, Kajil. Why am I here?
Without speaking another word, the young engineer pointed to two data points in the lower left corner of his screen. Boone's mouth fell open in shock.
See?
Kajil said, proudly watching the strength of this reaction.
Impossible to oversell, just like I said. This is going to change every who else knows,
Boone demanded, turning to Kajil and looking suddenly serious.
I know you said you brought this to me first, but this is the most important question you'll ever be asked, so I need to make sure you understand how important it is to tell me the truth. Who else knows?
No one, Kajil insisted. I really don't think even Leisha knows this, or he wouldn't have been able to keep it from you when you spoke.
Boone, this isn't just big. It's colossal.
Boone said nothing, only staring intently back at Kajil as his mind tried to make some kind of guess as to what the young engineer could possibly be getting at.
You're first to know because I don't trust the squadron like I trust you,
the youngster went on.
And I couldn't get to Sacco without them knowing I'd found something big. If I'd gone to him in the shelter before long, the squadron commanders would have been in here getting their fingers all over everything.
Boone breathed slowly. This was one piece of good news, at least, since Kajil was very clearly being honest. It was really more of a consolation rather than truly good news, he considered, but he was grateful nonetheless. For with things already as on edge as they were, this would have been too much to leak out.
We can cross-reference the data with some other computational observations, Kajil said, stepping forward to control the screen again.
As he did, however, he suddenly felt an uncomfortable sensation around his left wrist. Before he knew how to react, it was bound to his right.
You didn't make a mistake trusting me with this information, Boone said, tightening the slipknot which joined the makeshift handcuffs he had placed on Kajil's unsuspecting wrists. But I'd be making a mistake if I risked letting you entrust it to anyone else.
Kajil looked down at his hands, dumbfounded. What are you doing?
Trust that this is for your own good, Kajil, Boone replied. This is for everyone's good. No one can know about this until Sacco and Leisha decide how to handle it, and your face would betray that you're holding a secret. I'll take it from here.
I trusted you, Kajil spat at him. My father would-
Your father is dead, Boone said dispassionately. Kajil, I'm on your side here. There are some who would kill you and cover this up if they had the chance, and there are others who would go crazy all over again and cause problems that could kill many more. I'll fetch Sacco. Unlike you, I can venture for his opinion without raising suspicion as to why. I'll bring him here, and you can share your findings. They are your findings, my friend, and responsibly handled, they may prove beneficial in ways we can't yet imagine.
Kajil struggled to even look at Boone, a large part of his mind feeling betrayed, despite the logical part knowing he hadn't been, but he slowly managed to meet the planetary historian's eyes.
Hurry up. he said, gruffly tipping his head to encourage Boone to get a move on and fetching Sacco. As you just saw, time might not be on our side.